listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's talk about those people who are truly disqualified. I'm going to read you from Titus chapter 1, verse 16, where we read, "They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work." Paul wrote to Titus about the kind of people causing trouble among the Christians on the island of Crete. He described them in several ways. First, Paul said, they profess to know God. If you ask these difficult people if they knew God, they would absolutely say yes. But it isn't enough to claim to know God. One must have more than good words. In James chapter 2, verse 19, it says that even demons believe that God exists, and that makes those demons tremble. While these difficult people claim to know God, Paul also said of them, but in works they deny him. They talked a good talk, but in works they denied God. How they lived contradicted their profession to know God. We can't just go by what a person says. We have to look at how they live. The Bible also tells us that it's possible for a person to do a lot of good and yet still not be in right relationship with God. Jesus warned us of those who claim to know God and even do good things in his name, yet Jesus would say to them at the final judgment, "I never knew you, depart from me." You'll find that reference in Matthew chapter 7. That's why Paul could use such strong language regarding these difficult people. That's why he could say, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Now, those were strong words, but Paul meant them. These difficult people probably pretended to have a higher spirituality than Titus or other godly leaders, but Paul saw right through their spiritual facade, and he wanted Titus and all the Christians on Crete to see through that facade also. To me, the most interesting word in Titus chapter 1, verse 16 is disqualified. According to William Barclay, that translates the ancient Greek word adokomos, which was used in many different ways. It was used to describe a counterfeit coin. It was used to describe a cowardly soldier who failed in battle. It was used of a candidate rejected for elected office. It was used of a stone rejected by builders. If a stone had a flaw that was bad enough, it was marked with the letter A for adokomos and set aside as being unfit. It's important that we receive God's grace and never become disqualified in any of those ways. We want to be true and never counterfeit in our faith in God. We want to be brave in our life and service of Jesus Christ. We want to live in a way that honors God's election of us in Christ Jesus. And we want to fulfill our place as a stone set in the temple of God's people. God helping us, we'll never hear those terrible words, "I never knew you, depart from me." And God working in our life, we'll be able to walk in a true and qualified way before God, walking that way before him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.